Demons and the spirit and the bride say, come, come. Did you hear that this morning? Did you hear that this week? The spirit and the bride saying, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. That's what God is saying this week. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely, without money, without price. God is so good. Let's bow our heads to pray. Father, we thank you for that glorious, wonderful invitation, Lord, that has been extended all week and again this morning. Today is a day of salvation. Oh, Father, we thank you that you have invited us to come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And Father, we come, we gladly come. We run to you. Oh, where can we go? You have the words of eternal life. Where else can we go? Who else can meet our need? Who else can satisfy our soul? So we run to you this morning, gladly. Lord, Father, we ask and pray this morning that you would brood over us again. Lord, over every heart, over every soul that is in this place today and tonight. The last day of the meetings, Lord. Father, you have been working all day, today already, this morning. You've been working all week. Your great heart this morning is longing. That invitation is extended to us, and we just thank you for that. And we ask, Lord, that you would bless this day, the messages, Lord, this time, Father, this word, that you would bless it to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I would like to just share a few scriptures this morning with you as a word of encouragement. Now, we've been hearing many things this week. God has been doing many things in our hearts. And some of us have been finding His presence to be sweet. Some of us are still struggling to find His presence to be sweet. But I just want to share this as a word of encouragement to you and I. I would like to go through the word and look at some examples of men and women who have sought the face of God and show you from the Word of God that God, like that song says, that's whiter than snow, those that have sought Thee, Thou never says no. Those that have sought Thee, Thou never says no. Are you convinced of that? He purposed in his heart. He set his face to seek God. And I prayed unto the Lord my God, and I made my confessions, and I said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keepeth the covenant and mercy to them that love Him and to them that keep His commandments. And he goes on down, he says, we have sinned, and he confesses his sins and the sins of his people before the Lord God. And we go on down to verse 16. O Lord, according to all Thy righteousness, I beseech Thee, let Thine anger and Thy fury be turned away from Thy city Jerusalem, Thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and Thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. And can we just put the church in there? Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of Thy servant and his supplications, and cause Thy face to shine upon Thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. O my God, here he's crying out to God in desperation and thirsting and hungering. He's crying out to God. O my God, incline Thine ear and hear and open Thine eyes. And let's just skip down to verse 21. Yea, whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation, and he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, sir. And she was not going to quietly say a little prayer. She cried unto him. But he answered her not a word. You know, this is one of the most profound scriptures in this whole subject. You know, as I think about the principle of seeking God, the principle of persistent prayer, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. He answered her not a word. You know, many of us, how many of us would become discouraged at that point and stop seeking God? How often have I become discouraged at that point and have ceased to seek the face of God? It's like he ignored her. You know, he was right there, and I'm sure he must have heard her. I mean, she didn't just whisper it. She didn't just say a silent little prayer. She cried, Lord, have mercy on me. And he just ignored her. Just walked on. He answered in not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. She was making a disturbance. With all her cries. May we make a disturbance with our cries. Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. I like that. Lord, help me. Sometimes that's all we can say, isn't it? Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet, it is not proper, it's not in order to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. Now Christ had come for his people Israel. And at that point in time, the gospel was not going to the Gentiles. Even when Christ died, was resurrected at the beginning of the church, they were only going to the Jews, and it was only after God showed this vision to Peter and other circumstances that this changed. So here, you know, you could say that in a sense she didn't even have the right to this. But she came because she had a need. And she had faith in her heart. And she said, truth, Lord, that's true. I'm just a dog. I'm unworthy. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve anything from you. But Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. And Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Would Jesus say that to you and I today? Would Jesus say that to you and I? Oh, young man, great is thy faith. You know, we feel that way sometimes, don't we? That we're a dog. We're not worthy. We don't deserve it. You know, we've sinned. We've gone. We've wandered away. We've gone. We've lost our way. We've wandered away from God. We feel that way sometimes when we come before Him. Lord, I don't even deserve to come to You. And that is true. We don't. But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the Master's table. So will you and I be willing to go to Him in that way as a dog? Yes. And say, Lord, just give me some crumbs. Give the bread to the children, but just give me some crumbs. Are there any crumbs for me today? Yes, there is. Jesus answered. Jesus responded to that cry of faith. And he said, yes, great is your faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. There's a scripture where Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. From the days until John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. That is one form of violence that you and I are allowed to have, isn't it? That violence of a soul seeking God. Let's turn to Luke chapter 11. Start reading in verse 5. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is in his journey, is come to me. I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. And notice verse 23. At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth. At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth. Did you notice that? At the beginning of thy supplications. I don't know how long Daniel was praying in this situation here, but it sounds like it was not just a little short prayer. It was a prayer of brokenness. It was a prayer of intercession. And now this angel or whoever this was that responded said, At the beginning of thy supplication, God gave the commandment. He said, Go. Daniel is praying. Now let's go down to verse chapter 10. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. 3 full weeks. Has there ever been a time where you have sought the face of God for 3 full weeks? That's a long time to seek God and not get an answer. How often do we seek God for a day? The word that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel. Now notice this. Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard. From the first day. Hallelujah. Do you believe that this morning? That if you set your heart to seek the face of God, God will hear you. If you humble your heart, and if you set your face to seek the face of God, God will hear you. Daniel, even though 3 weeks had gone by, God said from the first day that you purposed within your heart that you're going to seek God. From the first moment, from the first time that something rose up within your heart and you said, I am done with this, I am finished with this, I am sick of this, I am going to seek the face of God. God heard you at that moment. Even though 3 weeks went by of fasting and prayer. Why? Because the angel says here he was withstood. He had a resistance. War broke out. There was resistance. There's a war going on, and I can guarantee you this morning, if you purpose in your heart that you will seek the face of God, war will break out. War will break out. Satan will oppose you at every hand. He will seek in every way he can to discourage you. He will seek to discourage you, to make unbelief rise up in your heart. He will bring circumstances into your life. He will bring sickness into your home. He will do anything in His power that He can to stop you from seeking the face of God. But be assured, be encouraged this morning that if you in the sincerity of your heart will purpose today that you are going to seek the face of God, God has heard you. And God is already sending forth the commandment. He's saying, there is a man, there is a woman that has purposed in his heart to seek me. You know, we've been hearing the call of God all week long. And the burden of my heart today is that we would purpose within our hearts. I don't care how great my need is. I don't care how long I've been in this situation. But that we would purpose within our hearts that we will seek the face of God until He comes. Until He breaks through. God will not hear the one who regards iniquity in his heart. God will not hear the one who harbors unbelief. We heard last night what unbelief is. It's rebellion. God will not hear a man who allows unbelief to still his lips. But the man or the woman who, like Daniel, says, I've had enough. I've been in this mess long enough. I'm going to turn my heart and seek the face of my God. I can assure you by the word of God, God will hear. And don't become discouraged when everything begins to go wrong. Don't become discouraged when war breaks out. Just know the devil is afraid. The devil is afraid. Judges, if you've ever gone through the book of Judges, you'll find that over and over again. God's people would sin, they would wander away, they would fall away from God. and the enemies would come in and overtake their land and bring them into bondage, and here they would sit for many, many years. And finally, when some of them got sick enough of their situation, they got tired enough of it, they began to cry unto the Lord, God would deliver them. But, you know, before that, God would let them sit. Many times for years, the Philistines, all these other nations would come in and bring them into bondage, and God would just let them sit until there was a man or a woman that would get on their face and begin to seek God, and then God would raise up a man and bring them through to deliverance. God is a stubborn God, isn't He? No, He says, this is my way. Either you do it my way or not at all. Either it's going to happen my way or it's not going to happen. God is no respecter of persons. In Acts chapter 10, you know where Peter was grappling with this whole thing about the gospel going to the Gentiles. God had to show him some things. Acts chapter 10, verse 34, and then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted by him. May I say that to you this morning? God doesn't love Daniel more than he loves you. God doesn't favor Daniel more than he loves you. God's grace isn't extended to this Gentile woman more than it is to us Gentiles today. But in every nation, in every place, he that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. So I want to encourage you this morning. God is no respecter of persons. What worked for Daniel will work for you. What worked for this Gentile woman will work for you and me. In Psalms, closing scripture, Psalms 27. Verse 8. And I pray today that this would be the heart of each one of us today. Because I believe that God has been saying this all week. God has been saying this for a long time. And I pray today, Lord Jesus, that that would be our heart. And every heart that is here today and the rest of this week, Lord, that we would respond to when You call. And that our hearts would say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, when Thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto Thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Praise God. That is your heart. He will answer. When a man gets on his knees and seeks the face of God. So I just want to encourage you this morning, seek His face until He comes. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 15. In Jeremiah 33, verse 3, I'm just going to read that. Call unto me. God is saying that, call unto me. And I will answer thee. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe that? Call unto me, God says, and I will answer. I will shew thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. What does the Bible say? He will do far above what we can ask or think. Matthew chapter 15. Verse 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him. Notice it says he cried. unto him. She didn't just say a little prayer and say, Lord, please, you know, look upon. No, she cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. She wanted an answer, and there's no answer, and we become discouraged. How often do we respond at the altar one time, and God doesn't do anything, so we cease to seek Him. But here it says, Daniel sought the face of God for 3 whole weeks. And there was no answer. All day, seeking the God of heaven. The next day, seeking the God of heaven. No answer. His need was not being met. All week long, seeking the face of God. We've been doing this for a week. Now, we've been here a week. Many of you, maybe you have been seeking God for a whole week, and you still haven't found Him. You still haven't broken through. Well, here Daniel, a whole week, 2 weeks. God still wasn't coming. Did he stop? Did he become discouraged? Did he say, it's no use? God isn't hearing? No. 3 whole weeks, Daniel sought the face of God. He was fasting. He was praying. He didn't anoint himself. The 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And now let's go down to verse 11. Let's go back, start in verse 9. Daniel saw a vision. There was a man clothed in linen. His body was like burl, his face the appearance of lightning. In this vision, this man came. Verse 9, Yet heard I the voice of his words. And when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palm, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity or persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened unto you. So Jesus is using this as an example to encourage us in this whole matter of seeking the face of God. He's saying there's going to be times where God is not answering. There's going to be times where you're going to be knocking. And you're going to keep on knocking and there will not be an answer. But he says, don't get discouraged. Just like this man, just like this woman, this widow that comes to the judge's door at midnight, it's not the proper time. And knocks on the door and says, I need bread. I need bread. Do you feel that way sometimes? That we need bread, don't we? I need bread. And the judge says, no, you know, I'm in bed. My children are with me in bed. And she keeps on knocking and says, I need bread. You know, God needs people that are willing to keep on knocking until the door is opened. But so often, if you're like me, you get discouraged. And you knock a few times and then you give up. But God wants people that will knock until the door opens. Ask. And it'll be given to you. You know, sometimes at work, we laugh about this. There's a person that's looking for something. And he spends a long time looking for it. And finally, you ask for it and somebody sees it right beside him. And we said that, ask and you'll receive. And I wonder if God feels that way sometimes. You know, we have a need and we go about trying to find answers. And God is just saying, just ask. Why don't you just ask? Why don't you just seek my face? I would love to give it to you. I'm longing to give it to you. But you're not asking. You're not seeking. You're not knocking. Let's go on over to Luke 18. Verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, for this purpose. There's a reason why he gave this parable. That men ought always to pray and not to faint. So Jesus understands. He knows the tendency of our hearts to faint. And so he's giving this parable. He's saying, I'm going to give you a parable. I'm going to tell you a story. So that you don't do this. So that you don't become weary in asking. saying, there was in his city a judge that feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. You see that again? He would not for a while. Do you feel that way this week? You've been praying. You've been asking. But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God, our Father, shall not He, even the unjust judge that doesn't fear God, if gets tired of the knocking, He'll answer. How much more will God avenge His own elect to cry day and night unto Him? Though He bear long with them, how much more will God avenge His own elect to say a little prayer or respond to an altar once and then give up? No, but which cry day and night unto Him. I tell you, He will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith on earth? That's the issue. It's faith. It's like Jesus said to the three blind men, or the two blind men, whatever it was. He said, believest thou that I can do this? Do you believe I can do this? And they said, Lord, we're blind. No, heal us. Give us our sight. And Jesus turns right around. He says, do you believe I can do this? And maybe you've been praying. Maybe God is saying, do you believe I can do this? Do you believe I'm able to do this? According to your faith. Of my hand. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand this morning, those that have sought him, he never says no. I'm convinced of that. I'm persuaded of that this morning. I'm convinced of it because of the Word of God, and I'm convinced of it because of my own experience. Every time I have sought the face of God, He has never, not one time, failed me. I can testify to that. The Word of God says that He will never turn you away if you seek Him with all your heart. Let's look at Daniel. If you have your Bibles with you, turn to Daniel. Daniel chapter 9. Start reading verse 3. We're going to look at two instances in the case of Daniel, in the life of Daniel, where he sought the face of God. In Daniel 9, verse 3, and I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting in sackcloth and ashes. That sounds like a man that is thirsty, doesn't it? That sounds like a man that is serious about seeking God. It says that he set his face.